From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A political waiting game ended today in California. It's now official. Democrat Jerry Brown wants his old job back. He says he will run for governor. Brown turns 72 next month, and he would be the nation's oldest governor. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, Brown used his website to announce his candidacy.
In California politics, no face is more familiar, yet he still felt the need to introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Jerry Brown, your Attorney General.
Attorney General Brown explained that he is hoping, with voters' help, to become Governor Brown one more time in November, because California is drowning in debt and paralyzed by political gridlock.
We need to work together as Californians first. And at this stage of my life, I'm prepared to focus on nothing else but fixing this state I love.
Brown's emphasis on his past experience as governor might appeal to some voters, says Carla Marinucci, senior political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle.
Jerry Brown is saying, I've been there, I've done it, and maybe I know the very, very dangerous terrain more than any other politician.
Marinucci says the fact that Brown has been there, done that, means he knows the players in Sacramento and the way state government works. And he's not afraid to alienate intransigent lawmakers if he needs to get things done.
He's also said he has no future political aspirations, so maybe he has nothing to lose in coming in there and doing the job.
Brown's Republican opponents say that's not enough. Meg Whitman, former CEO of eBay, and Steve Poizner, a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, have poured millions of their own money into a campaign for the governor's seat. Dan Schnur, a political analyst at the University of Southern California, says the choice voters face is quite pronounced.
The challenge in this governor's race is a very experienced candidate in Jerry Brown, someone who's been involved in state and national politics for four decades now, is running on one side. And either Meg Whitman or Steve Poizner, who comes out of the business community, is running on the other.
After more than four decades in California politics, Jerry Brown is, in some ways, the ultimate insider, but not completely, which he alluded to in today's announcement.
What we need is not a scripted plan cooked up by consultants or mere ambition to be governor. We need someone with insider's knowledge, but an outsider's mind.
Brown never fit the traditional political mold. He's a former Catholic seminary student who studied Buddhism, volunteered with Mother Teresa, and dated rock star Linda Ronstadt. When he was first elected in 1975, Brown refused to live in the governor's mansion and slept instead on the floor of a rented one-bedroom apartment. He declined the car and driver the state traditionally provides and drove himself in a beat-up Plymouth sedan. The Chronicle's Carla Marinucci says that low-cost approach might appeal to California's financially strapped voters.
But I think he's banking that in this era of Wall Street excess, maybe the voters just want lean and mean and want somebody who is incredibly cheap with his own money.
And, more importantly, the state's remaining dollars. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.